Usama, can you walk us through that interception in the end zone?
Backs against the wall, we had to make a play, or they were going to go up 21-3. And you know, ran a little in route. I was able to stay off my man and read Peyton's eyes and just dove and made a play on it. It felt like it was a clear catch, but then once they started, you know, reviewing it, I was like, oh man, did it hit the ground? I started getting a little nervous, but to go in before the half at 14-3 instead of 21-3, it felt pretty good.
Yeah, first of all, it's a rare thing that Manning throws an interception anywhere, and on a day like today when he was really accurate and making plays. So to get that opportunity, you must have thought, and the defense as a whole thought, it was a big lift.
Definitely. You know, we made some mistakes early on, and going into the game, we knew that we're going to have to be great to beat this team, because they got a great offense, starting with a great quarterback. But made a little too many mistakes early on and gave up some big plays and weren't opportunistic enough on some of those tip passes where hopefully we get the rock. But they were able to make the plays when we didn't.
So the outcome being what it was and the game being as lopsided as it was, and you're playing, you guys are trying to finish this thing strong. So what's it do for the mindset of this team heading into that final game against the Steelers?
It's tough, but, you know, any competitor is going to take a loss hard. But you got to know, in this game, you got to move on quick. We got the Steelers on Sunday, division rival. Can't hang our heads here. We got to clean up the mistakes and go out and get a win next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.